Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrück's?
No.
Ah, good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me?
What's up, degenerates? Beating Vegas week 4. Let's review and recap week 3. We had a nice little run on the strength of 3 parlay bets that all hit. Let's go through them real quick, and then we'll talk about some of the losses, some bad beats, but ended up in the black. Once again, that's 3 weeks in a row, 3 weeks of winning. Hope you guys are, if you're betting along, you're choosing my good bets and ignoring my bad ones. All right, let's talk about those parlays we hit last week. Kansas was the star, plus 540. Kansas money line over Houston straight up, along with the over. That's exactly what happened. Jaden Daniels was fantastic. Houston, not exactly the top 25 team they were purported to be in the preseason. I was on that pretty early. I thought Kansas was better than anticipated. And the Kansas Jayhawks have been making us money all year. Interesting thing about that. You actually have this overcorrection now. Kansas is 3-0. They've covered the spread 3 weeks in a row. Obviously, Kansas was huge for us against West Virginia, huge for us against Houston. Now Duke is coming to Lawrence, Kansas, and the Kansas Jayhawks are 7.5 point favorites at home over Duke. Duke is also undefeated. They haven't really played anyone, but they do appear to have a defense with a pulse. And I just want to warn everyone, as much as I love what Kansas is doing, I love the coach, I love Jaden Daniels at quarterback, they are still Kansas. And let's not be giving away more than a touchdown at home. I'm going to take a look at this game a little more closely later in the week. I may make a bet. It's not going to be a bet for Duke, I can tell you that. But if I do bet Kansas, I think it will probably just be the spread or come up with something interesting. But don't get too crazy on the overcorrection on Kansas just because they've surprised Vegas for 3 weeks in a row. Be careful with that one. But hey, a huge winner for us last week. If you followed along with me and did that and you broke your bias about what Kansas is as a program, congratulations to you, and I hope you did a full unit. All right, USC was the other parlay bet that hit, plus 255. That was the minus 12.5 spread paired with the over. Actually, not the over, it was the under. We took the under at 70. Here's the truth. I come on here and bitch and bemoan the bad breaks and bad luck that sabotage my incredibly smart bets. Let's be honest about this one. I was not concerned about USC covering the spread, and that happened. I was concerned about USC hitting that under with Fresno State. Fresno State lost their starting quarterback fairly early in that game. I think had he stayed in, this game goes to the over. This was a lucky bet. Truthfully, I just think it was a lucky bet. And, frankly, sometimes luck does play in your favor the other direction. And if I'm being honest, this was not brilliance. I think this was, fair amount of luck. And then finally, NC State. This was brilliant. No luck involved. Realized pretty quickly NC State and Texas Tech both have viable defenses. Neither has a viable offense. The game's final is 27-14, 41 points. I took the over-under at 56.5, paired with NC State minus 7. I actually teased that down just in case it was a pure defensive struggle. And that proved to be a winning bet at plus 200. That was an easy bet. I was never even concerned about it. And that has a lot to do with my research that I did in the preseason writing my Big 12 Texas football preview. Still for sale on Amazon. Not exactly flying off the shelves anymore now that the season has started. But hey, still useful, still nice to have a preview of the teams. And on the strength of both Texas Tech kind of knowing their weaknesses and also Kansas knowing their potential strengths, we made some money in week three, baby. Also got to call out Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss covered easily against a hapless Georgia Tech. Look, that was a bet against Georgia Tech, not necessarily pro Ole Miss. But I knew Ole Miss was going to go and take care of business. I was not concerned about giving 15.5 points. And, of course, Ole Miss covers easily in a laugher. Let's talk about the miscues. Texas-UTSA, big bets on that game. And I got to say, I got the analysis correct, and the game just didn't come out the way it should have because I linked Texas covering with the under, and I bet the under number at 60. I think that number actually did go up to 61 before it went back down again. But nonetheless, of course, you know the score was 41-20, and that was enabled by UTSA hitting a halfback pass for a touchdown, recovering an onside kick. And then at the very end of the game, Texas is down in UTSA territory, running clock with third teamers. And it's third down. Freaking Texas is going to just run the ball down the middle, you know, up the middle and let, you know, UTSA get out of there with some face saving at 38-20. Texas gets a penalty on fourth and short that turns it into fourth and long. So Sark sends in Bert Auburn to kick the field goal. It's no longer is it 38-20 and a big winner. It's now 41-20 and the whole bets get screwed. That was a bummer. That was a tough beat. Thankfully, those parlay bets compensated, more than compensated for that. The other one I broke basically even was A&M Miami. If you'll recall, I put two units on the under, which was an agnostic bet, basically saying that both offenses are bad, both defenses are good. That's exactly what happened in the game. I did take Miami to win. I made some separate bets from that, which involved both Miami straight up money line and also Miami straight up money line with the under. Of course, that didn't happen, unfortunately, in College Station. Basically broke even on that bet. And then finally, the big letdown, the biggest surprise, a game I blew completely. Kansas State, double-digit favorite at home against Tulane. Tulane goes into Manhattan and wins 17-14 and deserved to win. Major concerns about the Wildcat passing game. I've been making money off of Kansas State for 2 weeks straight up until week three, and it had to do with people underestimating the quality of their defense. I thought the passing game would come along eventually. It's not coming along. Adrian Martinez is playing like a scrub, frankly. So that needs to get addressed. All right, enough about the past. Let's talk about the future. Let's talk about week four. I've got Texas -5.5 over Texas Tech in Lubbock, two units. I love this bet. I love this play. I'm irritated I didn't get Texas -4.5, which is what it opened up at. But I did get Texas -5.5 as that line moved quickly. It's now Texas -7. I hope you got in before it hit 7. I still like Texas at -7. I don't love Texas at -7. As you guys know, there's a big difference in probable football scores between 7 and 5.5. So if you don't like Texas at 7, I get it, but I think Quinn Ewers is going to play in Lubbock. And if that happens, I think he makes the field big. I think he's able to take some risks that Texas won't take with Hudson Card. I think he sees the field a little better. And I think Texas will eventually get their offense moving and eating up some chunk yardage against an improved Texas Tech defense. Texas Tech offense, really struggling. Has a lot to do with Donovan Smith. He's a guy who looks great in the pocket. He can make all the throws. He gets confused. He gets overwhelmed. And if you pressure him, he will turn it over. He's thrown two pick sixes in the last two games. He's thrown five interceptions overall in the last two games. For that reason, you're going to see Zach Kittley, the Texas Tech offensive coordinator, play both Baron Morton, the redshirt freshman, and Donovan Smith, and he's going to go with the hot hand who can make his offense go. Air Force Nevada, under 49, one unit. Since that number was available, that has been bet down to, I believe, 46 or 45.5. There's a good reason for that. Air Force has a pretty competent defense, and of course, they run the hell out of the ball on offense. That runs the clock, makes games go quick. And Air Force has a couple of injuries on offense, which is a good thing because it kind of keeps maybe a little constraint on their offense, just completely blowing a poor Nevada team out. Nevada, not good at football. Coming off being blanked on the road, 27-0 at Iowa. I don't see any reason to think that they're going to show much improvement. I like that under 49 bet, one unit. All right, going back to the well, Kansas State plus 13 at Oklahoma, one unit. I understand that you guys probably watched OU blow out Nebraska, and then you heard about Kansas State losing to Tulane. You probably lost any confidence in the Wildcats. I get it. I got shook by the Wildcats because I've had this game circled for 2 months, ever since I wrote my football preview, as a probable upset candidate. I was looking to do Kansas money line, two units, and hopefully laugh all the way to the bank. Kansas shook me up. Kansas State shook me up with that Adrian Martinez passing performance. And he's a frustrating quarterback. I'll just leave it at that. Nonetheless, I still like Kansas State's defense. I do think Oklahoma's a little overrated, and I think this is a little bit of an overreaction. Plus 13, I don't know that that's the proper line. I think the proper line is more like 10.5. So I'm going to take Kansas State on the road, one unit. Then I'm going to take Ole Miss. I'm taking Lane Kiffin again. If you can't depend on Lane Kiffin, that reliable bedrock kind of guy, who can you rely on in this world? Ole Miss minus 20.5 against Tulsa. Hey, look, guys, just like Georgia Tech, this is not a bet on Ole Miss per se. It's a bet on Tulsa being bad at football. Tulsa also has a starting offensive tackle named Jaden Muskrat. I don't like aquatic rodents, so I've got to go against the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. I got that at Ole Miss, minus 20.5, one unit. USC, minus 6 at Oregon State. Hey, be careful with this one. If you're not following Oregon State or some of these Pac-12 teams that are a little scrappy but under the radar, like Washington State, Oregon State, you can be fooled and think that that's easy money. I don't think it's easy money. I still like USC's offense. Lincoln Riley is the difference maker here for me. I like USC minus 6 on the road in Corvallis, one unit. But Oregon State's plucky. Don't expect this to be a USC blowout. This may come down to the last couple of plays of the game, and you're going to be sweating this line a little bit. Alabama minus 40 against Vanderbilt, one unit. I hate making these kinds of bets. Predicting a massive blowout is highly susceptible to backdoor covers in the late fourth quarter when you have mass substitutions. However, I think Alabama's at home. I think they're pissed off, and I think they want to make a statement. The other part is I think Alabama's defense is going to be particularly difficult for Vanderbilt. It's going to be difficult for them to score anywhere outside of 0 to 10 points in this game. That does help Alabama cover 40 big points. All right, and then finally, a bet I'm not too confident in, but I'll share it with you nonetheless. Texas A&M, Arkansas under at 48.5, one unit. I'm also doing an Arkansas parlay plus 2.5, under 48, half a unit. What's this about? Well, I'm betting against Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M offense, and I'm also betting for the Texas A&M defense, who I think they're good. I think they play well together. And I think they have good talent, really at every level of their defense. Arkansas, unfortunately, lost their best player on defense. That's Jalen Catalon. They have one of the worst pass defenses in FBS. That's very concerning for me, even against Texas A&M and Max Johnson. That said, I'm counting on Arkansas's DC having enough intelligence to play some coverage and force Johnson to make some throws or for A&M to run the ball. And if that happens, then I think that you can hit that 48.5 under. The reason I'm separating that bet from the Arkansas parlay is I'm not super confident in Arkansas to win that game. I think it's a coin flip. They're getting 2.5 points, so I'll take it. And also, it's fun to root against Texas A&M. All right, let me see. Is there anything else? Yes, there is. I've got a fun bet. You can ignore it if you want, but it's kind of fun. Parlay. It's Rutgers, Scarlet Knights over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa, under 35. It's a parlay. It's plus 500. I'm putting a quarter unit. Here's why it's a fun bet. If you have the opportunity to bet on an under at 35 points in a modern college football game. It's hilarious, and I think you have to do it just for the novelty. You know, put $3 on it, $5, $2, whatever. And then if you're going to go ahead and do that because you're expecting a 17-14 struggle, then you got to just go with the upset win, and you got to take Rutgers straight up in the money line. Look, it's plus 500 for a reason. This is not a probable bet, but it is a fun bet. And it's not as out of whack and inconceivable as I think most people believe. Anyway, that's what I've got. If you've got any contributions or any perspectives on this, I'd love to hear them. You can go to Inside Texas and go to the Beating Vegas Week 4 bet. I'm about to post that later today. And you can provide your own opinions. If I like them, I'll make those bets and I'll update it within the thread. And then finally, if you're in the market looking for a mortgage, go with the best mortgage broker you can. Now more than ever, you got to get the most competitive rates possible. Gabe Winslow is that guy. You can reach him at 832-557-1095, 832-557-1095. Gabe is a really sharp guy. He's a cut above, frankly, the average mortgage guy. He's a real estate attorney. He spent over 20 years in the industry. He is sharp as a tack, and he's got lots of avenues to go find you the best loan, not just one. So give him a call if you need it. If you don't, no problem at all. Just go with some other guy and be disappointed. All right. I hope you're not disappointed on your Week 4 bets. I wish all of you luck. Go out there and beat Vegas. Adios.